We have been celebrating our royal family this weekend, and we are thinking today not about the King Charles, but about King Jesus, right? Our King above, King of all kings, we call him. And in the story today, Jesus says a lot of things. It's a very full 7 verses. He talks about how he is the way, the truth, and the life, that he is the way to the Father. He says how he is preparing a place for us with his Father, and he says that when you have seen him, you have seen the Father. So he says loads of stuff. So I was wondering, if anyone's here with their mum or dad, could I maybe have a couple of volunteer parents and children to come up and just talk? You don't have to do anything. I'm just going to ask you some questions. Chris and Edwin, you guys going to come? So we'll start with you guys. So first question, do you look alike? Do you think you look alike?
No.
No? Not super alike. Okay. Tell me a way in which you and your dad are similar. So something that you're the same, or something that you both like.
Going to, like, wildlife places and, like, RSPB reserves.
Yes. Great one. And Chris, tell us a way in which Edwin is different from you.
Ooh, well, he's much keener on Geometry Dash.
Much keener on what?
Geometry
Dash. Is that a video game?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, let's ask Hannah and Min, since they're at the front. Do you guys look alike, I think. Min, tell us a way in which Hannah is similar to you.
Hannah likes making things. I like making things.
Yes, Hannah and Min both like making things. Cool. And Hannah, tell us a way in which you're different than your mum.
She's a teacher. I'm a student.
Fair. So, we have lots of parents and children here. And if my mum was here, we would definitely say that we looked alike. Everyone who sees me kind of does a little double take because I look just like her. And in lots of ways, we are very, very similar. Jess will attest. I'm going to do the same job as her, leading church. So, you know, that's one thing. But there are ways in which we are different, right? Mum has a lot more patience than me, so she's into, like, puzzles and, like, knitting, those kinds of tasks that take a lot of patience. Me, no. Instant reward needed. Cool. So, and when we look at our royal family as well, we might see the similarities between William and Charles. We might see that they look similar. We might see some things that are the same about them and how they are, you know, how they behave as royal family. But we know also that William is going to be a different king than Charles will be. And we know that Charles in some ways will be different than the queen was, but in some ways will be the same. We know that just because you guys know me, it doesn't mean that you know my mum, right? You might know some things about her. When you meet her, you might not be surprised that she's my mum. Nobody would be. But it doesn't mean that you know her. And if we get to know Steve, it doesn't mean that we know Adam, because in some ways they'll be the same, but in other ways they'll be really different. And also, who here is from somewhere far away? Joe is. Joe, where are you from? Boston. So, Joe, how has being born in Boston changed you? Are you Boston-like?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are some ways that you think Boston has rubbed off on you?
Well, I certainly have the accent. and a more American mentality to things. I'm less British.
So because we know Jo, we might know something about the place that she's from, Boston. But it doesn't mean that we know the way there. It doesn't mean that we know it well. It doesn't mean that I could just go there and understand it completely. I might get a hint, but I don't know it. But Jesus tells us two things about himself. The first thing is that if we know him, we know the Father. He doesn't say you know a bit about the Father. He says if you know me and you've seen me, you have also seen the Father. That's God the Father, by the way. And the second thing that Jesus says is that if you know him, you know the way to the place that he's from. That's heaven. the place that we all know that we have a home waiting for us. So Jesus is different, obviously, than Prince William, to be clear, very different. He's different than any of us. He and his father aren't just a bit similar. He is his father. They are one. So all the things that we see in Jesus, like his kindness and how he wants to be with people, how he accepts everyone even if they've messed up or if other people don't accept them, all those things we see in Jesus, we know that they are the same in God the Father. So we know that we never need to be afraid to go to God the Father because we've seen that Jesus accepted and loved everybody. And we know that the Father is the same because they are one. And also, we know that the way to the place that he is from. He says in the passage, "You know the way to where I am going." And his disciples later in the passage, they question that. They say, whoa, we don't know the way. You know, how can we get there? But he says to them, "You do, because I am the way." Joe is not the way back to Boston, but she could potentially lead me there using a plane. Probably someone else would need to fly it. But Jesus himself is the way. We only need to go to Jesus to know the way to heaven, to know the way to the kingdom of heaven being on earth, living in us, and also to eternal life with him. Jesus is more than just a bit similar to God. He's more than just a bit affected by heaven. He is those things on earth. And when we know him, we know God and we know the way. And that's why where he came, it was so amazing and so different than anything we've seen on earth.